force is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it is Friday, June 19, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got a great show lined up for you. It's going to be Lazy Friday. Lazy Friday is what I'm calling it. Heading into Father's Day weekend. To all you fellow fathers out there, have a absolutely blessed fantastic Sunday, June 21st. For all you kids out there, grandkids out there, if you haven't gotten Dad his gift yet, I would highly recommend some gift certificates. You can get gift certificates to the Iron Pig Smokehouse. You can get gift certificates from Curtis Gunsmithing. Absolutely go down to Northern Michigan RV. Get them a gift certificate there. If you really want to get them a great gift certificate from Northern Michigan RV, get them a $500 gift card for a down payment on a trailer, a travel trailer, a camper. Absolutely force him to get down there and look at their phenomenal inventory and put the $500 down payment on it for him. 2-3 kids chip in. $200 a piece, whatever. Give him a gift card for $500. Tell him to go see Tony. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. IronPigSmoke.com. You can get gift certificates there. You can call Tom and Karen Curtis at Curtis Gunsmithing. They can simply send you an email that you can print out and put into a card. Karen will send you an email. How much you want to pay over the phone, $100, $200 gift certificate. She emails it to you. You print it out. You put it inside the car. Happy birthday, Daddy. This Sunday, June 21st. Got a great show lined up. We're going to talk with Justin Michael this morning. He's out on the campaign trail busting his butt for the 1st Congressional District. We've got other things happening. History lessons, second hour. We're going to talk to Missy from MyPurell Solutions. She's got a new summer program for you guys. Phenomenal information in the third hour. And then, of course, we're going to wrap this up with the budget talks. Breaking news story yesterday. Speaker, Republican Matt Hall, said he might be willing to work with the Senate Democrats on the budget. Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer's not even in the country, let alone the state of Michigan. She won't be back until Tuesday of next week. Well, Manhall says, you know what? Time is ticking. We got to get this done. Maybe I can work with the Senate Democrats after all. So going to be a very good show for you today. Lots of information, lots of interviews, good conversation. If anybody has a question for Justin Michael, who's running for Congress in the 1st District, text him to me, 231-360-5140, and I'll be sure to get your question into him. He's running for Congress against Congressman Jack Bergman. We're going to talk about that race and what he would do as our next congressman in Washington, D.C. So if you have any questions, text them to me or Justin Michael at 231-360-5140. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He is a candidate running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District for this upcoming August 4th Republican primary election. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. What's going on? Happy Friday.
We got a couple of text messages right out of the box. First off, can they still get some 4x8s? A gentleman said he lives on a main road, and he's made the decision that he wants to support you and vote for you, and he wanted to know if you could possibly still have any 4x8 signs available.
Absolutely. Randy, just get with me on his address. We'll send somebody up, or I'll come up personally, meet him myself. I put every one of them in the district. Thank you to the wind damage. I had to drive back through and fix every one of my signs that I put up, which is over 75 so far. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, you know, it's not. Hey, listen, it gives me an opportunity to get back out in the district and travel. But the last 4 days after we got that heavy windstorm, we've been out fixing signs. So, yeah, just get with me. We'd love to meet him. Shake his hand, thank him for his support, and throw one of those signs up in his yard. So we can do that, no problem.
Okay, good, good, good. The other question came in real quick. What impact on this race have you heard from the folks regarding Donald Trump coming out and formally endorsing your opponent? Has that kind of alienated some folks? Has it kind of ticked them off that the president's trying to, put his finger on the scale? What are you hearing from the folks out there?
You know, to be honest, I don't think there's been a bump. Some political insiders have said it may actually hurt the congressman, maybe not so much in our district, but yep. You know, one of the things that we're looking at is the fact that if you're putting Trump endorsed on your signs as you drive by, I don't know if you've seen any of his signs, but you're putting Trump endorsed on your signs. I really don't care about endorsements, and I don't think many people do. The only endorsements I care about are the people that are going to vote for me. And those are the only endorsements that really matter, the people in the first congressional district, my supporters, you know, the people who are out every day volunteering their time to help us get elected, to knock doors, to meet with people, to introduce us to people. Those are the endorsements that really matter. I'd really like to hear what Congressman Bergman's plan is for the first district. I've been waiting to hear that for almost 2 years now. Haven't heard anything. I don't think that you can stand up when you speak to people and just tell them, hey, I did a great thing last year. We don't have tax on tips, or we don't have taxes on Social Security sections, and America's great, and God bless you, and we got guns, and Trump, and some more Trump, and then you go away. Well, that's great, but what's the plan? We're all sitting here idle trying to figure out what the plan is for our district and how we're going to better or improve the lives of the people that live in our district. And you haven't said anything. And that's probably because he doesn't have a plan. And that's the reality of the situation. He's been there for 10 years. He's added $21 trillion to the national debt in that span. And we're looking at trying to figure out what's the next steps are. And that puts me in a great position to win, because I come out every day meeting with people, driving. We're going to hit 85,000 miles in the district today. We're up in Houghton. Yesterday was a 700-mile day. So when you're looking at the efforts that you're putting out, and you're looking at his sign saying Trump endorsed, so that's great. I'm glad Trump endorsed an incumbent. I mean, is he supposed to go against an incumbent? Jack hasn't said anything negative about Trump. Sure. I'm sure that had he ever done that, then Jack Bergman wouldn't be endorsed by Trump. But it's like putting Trump endorsed on your signs. Do you want me to put like my mother's endorsed? Should I put my mom endorses me for Congress and put it on my sign?
Right.
You know, that's the only real person. If I'm doing a good job in my mother's eyes, I think that that's the only person that really matters to me the most. Yeah, exactly. So, maybe I'll do that as a joke. Just put mom endorsed on my signs. And it is what it is. You know, Trump's endorsement used to carry a lot of weight. I don't think it carries as much weight today as it used to.
Right. Hey, big press conference in the White House press room yesterday. Vice President J.D. Vance announcing that he had signed the Memorandum of Understanding with Iran. The clock is ticking. They now have 60 days to come up with the specifics. What's your thoughts about this deal, and do you think we can even trust Iran to live up to it?
First and foremost, I don't know if it's Iran that we need to be worried about living up to the deal. I think it's some of our allies in the Middle East. You know, the instigators of that war in particular, at least the retaliatory factors of that war, are not coming from the United States. We've been sitting there trying to play peace agreement specialists in the Middle East, and it hasn't been working. Every time we've said, oh, the Straits of Hormuz are open, you know, it's red light, green light, and the Straits of Hormuz, it's open for a minute, and then a missile fires from someplace, and then it's closed. And it's unfortunate, but some of our allies in the Middle East are not living up to their side of the agreement to create peace. And that's a problem, because it puts the United States in a very vulnerable position in talks and negotiations. Considering the fact that I'm a negotiations expert, and that's what my entire PhD program is in, conflict analysis and resolution, and I've been to the Middle East and had to work on dealings. When you're looking at this situation, as I read through this memorandum of understanding, I'm trying to figure out what the win is for the United States. I mean, you go through some of these factors. For example, you know, we're going to be financed $300 billion to Iran. That's a concern. They try to spin it like, oh, this is money that we've seized. But that's not the case. Anywhere that I'm going and looking and doing research to figure out where that money's coming from, it's a pretty gray area. So it's concerning to me when you're looking at some of these plans and lifting all sanctions on Iran. That's a win for Iran. $300 billion is a win for Iran. Opening the Straits of Hormuz is a win for Iran. When you're talking about the peace dealings, no bombings, the military retreat from the United States in the region, that's a win for Iran. So I keep looking at these win for Iran through this whole entire memorandum. They can continue their nuclear program, win for Iran. They can maintain what they currently have, win for Iran. So when you're looking for these things, where's America winning in this whole factor? You go through all 14 points. What, that we're not in Iran? Is that the win that we have for America?
Right.
You know, we ran on something. We used to always complain about Obama's $1.4, $1.7 billion that he gave in cash in the middle of the night. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that story on Fox News or from the president's lips himself. And now we're sitting here saying we're going to give him $300 billion. And when I'm looking at America hurting as much as they are right now, I mean, that's a lot of money that you could give the states to help them. $300 billion would do a ton of damage on attacking some of the social issues that we have in this country. And so I know they're working with partnership agreements, people in the Middle East that are going to have to cough up some of that cash to help. But at the same time, I just don't know where the win is here for the United States. And to me, when you're going into an agreement that you want to happen, one of the biggest things that you look for is it mutually beneficial? Is the agreement going to benefit both sides? Are you going to walk away from it with a handshake thinking you got a good part of the deal? And I just don't see where the win is for the United States. And I don't think that this looks good for American geopolitical issues when you're talking about the global scale, because it makes us look like we're weak. It makes it look like we've been a bully, we got slapped, and now we're pulling away and we're going to pay for restitution or damages that we've caused as a direct result of the impact of sanctioning or surrounding as a blockade Iran. So I don't know. Randy, I'd love to tell you that this is a great deal for the United States and everybody should sign on board and we should all high-five each other like we did something. But what it looks like is we got into conflict with Iran and now we're going to send them a bunch of money and say, I'm sorry, can you please have oil come back and put it on the international exchange? We'll lift all your sanctions. Thanks for doing business. And to me, that just doesn't sit right. I don't know what we accomplished, not only spending $2 billion a day and dropping ordnance in the country, but weakening our position in the Middle East and now giving money back to Iran as part of a peace settlement or peace agreement memorandum of understanding. So when someone can explain to me how that benefits the United States right now, and I'm not one for war. You know me. I believe that we should do. So it's not that I've been a critic of why we're in the region in the first place. We've talked about the economic impacts of why Iran's so important with the petrol yuan and the petrol dollar in the past. But as you're looking at this from a standpoint of negotiations, I really don't think that the United States is winning on that negotiation front. And until somebody can show me, other than we're not in Iran and we're stopping wars, I don't know where the win is. And that's a concern.
Right. You know,
American taxpayers should not be paying Iran because we decided to bomb them. So
well, let me ask you this question. My biggest concern is the Iranian people. We got 90 million plus people there. I call them Persians. I don't call them Iranians. Persia, that country with its rich history of everything that it's done for really the world, mathematics, architecture, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. These poor people living under this regime, I thought we were almost to the point where we had this regime collapsing and having killed all its leaders, maybe even the former Shah of Iran's son, who's been living here in the United States, and or others would be willing to lead a transition team to get rid of that regime, those Islamic jihadist crazy guys, and it didn't happen. But they're actually the ones they're negotiating with.
Yeah, so Randy, the issue that we have, listen, any person that I've ever met from Iran that I've ever worked with internationally or spoke to, they're highly intelligent people. They've always focused on culture and education as part of their backbone of their civilization. They're very, very, very smart intellectually. But sure, when you're looking at this from a geopolitical perspective, for the last 45 years, roughly 50 years, their indoctrination of their country has been the West is coming. And we did nothing. I mean, if you think about all the sanctions and all the things that we have done with Iran since we kind of pulled out of the region in the late 70s and early 80s, when you're looking at that perspective, you're asking yourself, if the indoctrination constantly says the West is coming, and then the West comes, do you think that people are going to believe that the West is good when they're dropping bombs and ordnance every day, when they put very harmful sanctions? It literally had to change the entire way that Iran did business when all the sanctions went into effect. They had to figure out where to get trade and food, how to rebuild their entire economy to not be sufficient or sustained by the U.S. dollar. So when you're looking at that factor, you're asking yourself, we've done a lot of damage geopolitically for the last 40 years, and all we did was harden that stance by dropping ordnance in their country. And now those people who have been indoctrinated into the West is bad now firmly believes that the West is bad, because all of the political jargon that has been pushed onto them that we are bad people has come to light. And so I don't think we've done anything to better relationships with the 90 million Iranian people that are there. In fact, we probably set that back another generation. And that's a travesty, because we did have some gaining support in the country where people were starting to come out against the regime and protest and do certain things. And now all they saw was us coming to attack. We didn't come to help. And when you have a good media position, especially from a political perspective, it's one of those things that you're really concerned about. So sorry about that. But yeah, you know, we're in a perspective where we're trying to show that the West is good, and I don't think we won at all the hearts and minds of the people in Iran by our actions. In fact, I think that we just ingrained them to think that we're bad moving forward. So it's going to take a lot of restorative justice to fix that, Randy.
Justin Michael, MICHAL, for congress.com. If you'd like a sign, give me a text and I'll put you in touch with them. Thanks, Justin. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Hey, may God bless you. May God bless this district, Randy.
God bless.
This is Michigan.